Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about continue to be with you. It's just the two of us. As you know, every week I take a couple of segments and talk about things that are on my mind. And this is one of those segments. It's just the two of us, as I said. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Actually, if you go to jimblasingame.com, you'll see all my books. And those two of those books have won 7 awards together, so I hope you'll check those out. By the way, if you're on my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, I hope you'll go there. There's a lot of resources there. You can check it out on your mobile site, on your mobile phone. You can also, on your phone, I should say, that's an old term, right, mobile phone, or on your big screen. I've got a website for the big screen. I've got a website for the small screen. And I hope you'll subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. We've been doing that now for 20, coming up on 21 years and have not missed an edition. Every Sunday afternoon you'll get it to get you ready for the week ahead. There's a lot of stuff there. And if you like it, congratulations, it's free. If you don't like it, you can unsubscribe on your own. You can do it yourself, and I'll never know. I don't know who unsubscribes or when they do it. I don't keep up with that. So let's talk about something. I want to revisit something that I talked about earlier. I actually started talking about it in January of 2009. After the financial collapse of 2009, if you remember, we still didn't know what was going to happen. Things were starting to not fall apart worse in January, but there was a whole lot of folks out of work. It was we didn't know. We had a new president, new administration. We had still had a lot of problems, and Main Street was really hit hard. And in January 2008, I started saying, your singular goal this year, above all else, is to survive 2010, to January 1, 2010, to get to that date. That's your singular goal, no matter what it takes. And so then in around April of this year, I started seeing the same kind of a scenario happening. A lot of uncertainty, a lot of things happening that were not our fault. I mean, both of these things, 2008, 2009, 2020, the one common denominator of both of those periods is that you and I have been hit between the eyes with a 1-2 punch. And it wasn't our fault. It wasn't that we didn't do anything to cause any of this. This was all caused by somebody else. And it's been imposed on us. And so from that standpoint, what happened in 2008 and 9 is very much like what's happening in 2020. We're having to make an adjustment for something that we didn't do. It's bad enough when we make our own mistakes, right? We have to pay for those. I've sure paid for mine. I've made payments on my mistakes. How about you? I've been where I didn't know if I was going to make it the next hour, mostly because of my own mistakes. But what happened in 08 and 09 and what's happening this year, that's not what's happening. These are outside influences that are creating these problems. And so I want you to know that surviving is winning. I want to remind you of that. That's something I've been saying now for a long time. And I just need to say it again. Surviving is winning. And there's one more thing that I want to point out. Surviving is not pretty. It's not elegant. And it probably means you're going to have to do things different. I know I've been talking about this a long time, but sometimes you have to hear things more than once for it to sink in. Surviving is winning. Surviving is not pretty. It's not elegant. And it's more than likely, almost certainly, almost by definition means if you survive, you're going to have to do something out of your comfort zone. You're going to have to do something, maybe some things you've never done before. You might even find that you're going to do some things that you probably knew you needed to do, but you didn't have the guts to do it at the time. You didn't have enough of a reason. Things were going along okay enough that you didn't need to take such drastic action. But now that's not the case. You're going to have to do it, and you're doing it. And I will tell you this, regardless of who you are, look around you over the next 4 months, 6 months, 12 months, and whether it's you or not, the people who survive, the people who make it to the finish line, who make it all the way through this year and into next year, those are the people who assumed these attitudes that I'm talking about. Surviving is winning. Surviving is not pretty. And I'm going to have to do some things that are making me uncomfortable, out of my comfort zone, and maybe I didn't want to have to do. Those are things, the people who survive are going to be people who did that. In whatever area, whether it was, you know, their online world, whether it was changing the way they do business, redoing their business plan. I talked about a business plan earlier, the previous segment. Whatever it is, those are the people who are going to survive. And the people who don't do those things, those are the ones who won't survive, almost certainly. You can look around you and you can tell. You'll be able to tell. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blatty here. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.